A verdict in a big Silicon Valley trial. I'm David Brancaccio. A jury in California late yesterday returned the verdict. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of Theranos, guilty on 4 counts of fraud. The Silicon Valley startup was trying to design medical tests that require just a pinprick of blood, but the system didn't work right. Patients got bad test results, and investors, business partners, and patients felt swindled. Holmes is likely to appeal. The case is seen as a legal test of how far tech entrepreneurs can go in talking up emerging technology or covering up its failings. Longtime Silicon Valley reporter Adam Leshinsky now contributes to Business Insider and spent many a day in that courtroom.
They convicted her on 4 counts related to defrauding investors. And it's interesting to consider that it was the 3 largest investors specifically, a fund headed by a guy named Brian Grossman, the DeVos family, and an investor who had a relationship and who brought in a bunch of other big investors, including the Coxes and the Waltons. They did not reach a verdict on some of the smaller investors, and they found her not guilty on any of the counts related to patients.
So not guilty of defrauding patients who got these bum medical tests.
That's right. And the defense asserted that the government had cherry-picked some bad situations and that there were many, many other tests where things went just fine. And it seems that they may have proved their point that she could not be found guilty beyond reasonable doubt on those charges.
Now, Adam, you've covered Silicon Valley and its culture for decades. Do you think this example of Elizabeth Holmes, presumably headed for jail now, will make people reevaluate the tales that entrepreneurs spin in the effort to raise enough money to make their product actually work?
I mean, the short answer is no. I think this is unusual. It's extreme. It was extremely high profile. And ultimately, the counts that she was convicted on, she told some really tall tales. When Silicon Valley entrepreneurs tell tales about their vision for changing the world, so long as they really are talking about something that is a vision, they're going to continue, I think, to be okay in a criminal sense. If they lie about something that's going on right now, that's where they're going to get into trouble. That's what happened to Elizabeth Holmes.
Now, for Elizabeth Holmes, the government could still retry her on the counts that the jury deadlocked upon.
In fact, at the very end of the day on Monday, they said that they would discuss that with the court next week. It seems to me unlikely, having secured a guilty verdict on 4 of the 11 counts, that they would go to the trouble and the expense of retrying her on the 3 where the jury did not reach a verdict, especially because this same prosecution team now needs to prepare to try Elizabeth Holmes's co-defendant, Sonny Balwani. That trial is scheduled to begin in just a few weeks.
That's Holmes' right-hand man and ex-boyfriend. But something else that'll be paid close attention to is sentencing for Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, for sure. You know, she faces up to 20 years on each count. Now, I don't think anyone believes that she'll be sentenced to 80 years in prison, but she still faces substantial prison time.
Adam Leshinsky, Silicon Valley journalist, has been covering the Elizabeth Holmes trial for Business Insider. He's also author of several books, including Inside Apple and Wild Ride, which is about Uber. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now let's check the markets. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in a similar range here, 0.4%. The 10-year interest rate is up at 1.65%. Yesterday, we reported how Verizon and AT&T had opted not to delay their rollout of new superfast wireless technology, a project that was years in the making. It had cost the phone companies billions in securing the rights. At issue is the chance that the 5G could interfere with equipment on airplanes, including altimeters. Now the phone companies have given the air transport system 2 more weeks to sort out their concerns.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe you're one of those people who likes a nice surprise now and again. Flowers, for me. But few are delighted by surprise medical bills, and many of those are now illegal. A law that Congress passed more than a year ago went into effect in this new year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Until now, if you had a heart attack or got hit by a car and got taken to an out-of-network hospital, you could end up with some pretty big bills that your insurance wouldn't cover.
Our research shows about 1 in 5 emergency visits involves at least one surprise medical bill.
Karen Politz at the Kaiser Family Foundation says it's also common for people to get surprise bills even when they go to an in-network hospital for something planned, like a surgery.
Maybe from the anesthesiologist or the hospitalist who makes rounds. You don't choose those doctors. They work in the hospital, but they don't work for the hospital.
And they could bill you separately. But now they can't. They have to work it out with your insurance company. Lauren Adler is with the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy.
The No Surprises Act really is one of the biggest consumer protection laws in the last couple decades.
One kind of surprise bill the law does not cover is ground ambulances, and those can result in an out-of-network bill about 80% of the time. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And Apple's stock price times the number of stocks is more than $3 trillion this morning, a first for a corporation. Now, some of that is pandemic, prompting people to buy more tech, but it's also the company boosting its stock price by buying back lots of its own stock, sometimes with money borrowed at super low interest rates. But we note that, as of today, phones that use the once popular BlackBerry operating system become null and void, defunct. So tastes can change. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.